Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the fourth Eli in Parshas Vezayis Habracha. That's Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Yud Ches. And Moshe Benu continues blessing Klal Yisrael. V'luz Zvulun Amar, and he said about Zvulun, Smach Zvulun B'tzeisecha, rejoice Zvulun in your goings, V'yisachar B'yalecha, and Yisachar in your tents. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Ches, V'luz Zvulun Amar. Elu Chamisha Shvatim Sheberech B'achroina. These last five Shvatim that he blessed, Zvulun, God, Don, Naftali, V'Asher, Kafal Shmaseim L'chaz Kamul Agbiram. He said their names twice in the Pesukim in order to strengthen them and give them power. They were the weakest of the Shvatim. They were the Shvatim that Yosef brought before Pari when he introduced his brothers to Pari. Shenemar says, he took five of his brothers. Since they looked weaker, he didn't want Pari to make them as the head of his armies. Zvulun and Yisachar, they made a partnership. Zvulun lived on the beaches, and he would go out to do business with his ships, and he would make a lot of money. And then he would give that to Yisachar. And Yisachar, they would sit and learn Tyra. That's why Zvulun comes before Yisachar. Because the Tyra of Yisachar came because of Zvulun. You should be successful in all of your goings when you go out to do business. And Yisachar should be matzliach. He should be successful when they sit in the oil of Tyra, when they sit to learn Tyra. To sit and extend the years and establish the months. Like it says, this is actually what the Sanhedrin would do. A lot of their time was spent setting the calendar. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yotes, Amim Harikro, Shvatim will gather at the mountain. Sham over there, they're going to bring karbanos of righteousness, Kishefa Yamim Yinaku, for they're going to be nourished by the bounty of the seas, Usfune Tmune Chol, and by the treasures buried in the sand. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yotes. Amim Shel Shifte Yisrael, nations of the Shvatim, which means the Shvatim, Har Yikro, Lahar HaMairia Yosfu, they're going to gather to Har HaMairia, Kol HaSifa Adei Kriyahi, any gathering is because people were called together, V'sham Yizbechu B'Rugalim Zivchei Tzedak, and over there on the Rugalim, during Yamim Tovim, they're going to bring these Karbanos of Righteousness, Kishefa Yimim Yinaku, Yisachar Zvulun, V'yehelehem Pinei Lasek B'Taira, and now they're going to have time to learn Taira, Usfune Tmune Chol, Kisui Tmune Chol, that which is covered over by the sand, Taris, Tuna, V'chilazoin, and the Chilazoin snail, which its dye is used to dye Tcheles, Uzchuches Levana, and white glass, Hayotim and Hayom Menachol, that come from the sea and the sand, Ubechelka Shel Yisachar Zvulun Haya, this was in the Chelek, in the portion of Yisachar and Zvulun, Kamash Omer Meseches Megillah, Zvulun Am Cherif Nafshi Lamos, Mishum Tanaftali Al Merai Mesadish, Hayim Yisram Zvulun Al Chelkai, Lo'achi Nisat Yisad Zuchramim, we know that Zvulun had these good things in his Chelek. Back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, Ula God Amar, about God he said, Baruch Marchev God, blessed is he who expands and broadens the borders of God, Klavi Shachin, he dwells like a lion, V'taraf Zeraya Af Kadkaid, and he tears off an arm and even a head. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf, Baruch Marchev God, this teaches us that the borders of God continued to broaden and expand eastward since they were at the borders of Eretz Yisrael, so they could expand eastward because that's where all the other nations were and they weren't expanding into Eretz Yisrael. Since they were right near the border, that's why they're compared to lions. Anyone that lives on the border of a country, they have to be very powerful to prevent an invasion. The ones that were killed by God, they were very recognizable. They were able to chop off the head and the arm with one blow. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf Aleph, he saw the first portion for himself. For that's where the lawmaker's portion is hidden. And he came at the head of the nation, carrying out the righteousness of Hashem, and his mishpatim with Yisrael. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. He saw fit to take for himself the portion of Sichon and Og, shehi reishis kibush ha'aretz, because that was the first part of the land that was conquered. And why is it that he wanted that portion? Ki sham chalkas mechaykik, ki yad asher sham benachlasa, because he knew in that nachla, in that portion, chalkas sedei kivuras mechaykik is the burial place of the lawmaker. V'hu maisha, that's maisha rabbeinu. Safon, it's hidden. Oysa chalkas funu t'munu mikom beria, that portion is hidden and concealed from everyone. Shenemar says in the pasuk, v'lo yada ishis kivurasa, no one knew where he was buried. V'yesei God, and God came, rashe heim hayu halchem f'nei achalitz b'kibush ha'aretz, they would go ahead of all the troops when the land was being conquered, because they were powerful. V'chein Weimer also says, Chalutim tavru l'fnei achechem, and tzidkas Hashem asah, she'aminu divreihem, that they fulfilled their words, v'shamar avtechasam, and they kept their promise, l'avers ha'yarden, that they were going to cross over the Yarden, ad shekavshu v'chilku, until they finished conquering and dividing up the land, and only then they went back to the other side of the Yarden to be with their families and to live on the other side of the Yarden. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the fifth Aliyah with Dun's Bracha. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.